Spotlight. This is Akashvani. In the program Spotlight, now we bring you a discussion on dispelling misinformation on LPG availability. The participants are Ashok Tandon, senior journalist, and Nishit Kumar, anchor.
Rumors of nationwide LPG shortage have been circulating due to the current impasse in the West Asian region, specifically the closure of the Strait of Hormuz. However, the truth points in a different direction. Mr. Tandon, the artificially created LPG shortage has been gaining traction over the last few days. However, the government says that there is no nationwide crisis or dry out of domestic cooking gas. Now, how do you see this scenario?
I think the government is doing enough to all the apprehensions and fears of the consumers about the so-called shortage. And they have been reassuring the consumers that they need not worry about it. They need not do any panic booking, and they should rest assured that there are enough supplies, enough stocks, and the government is keeping very close situation on the developing situation in the Middle East. And I think the people need to believe the government, and they should rest assured that the crisis is universal, and India is no exception to that. And therefore, whatever measures the government has been taking, they should believe that, and they should not listen to all the rumors. I think that's the message which the government has been trying to give for the last couple of days, including in Parliament and outside also. The government spokesmen have been talking about it, and I think we can even elaborate about that, what the Prime Minister himself has been telling the nation about it.
Yes, even as you mentioned, the Prime Minister speaking about it, let's listen into Prime Minister what he had to say about the same.
आज देश के सामने एक और चुनौती है और इसलिए हमें मिलकर प्रयास करने होंगे राष्ट्रहित को सर्वोपरि रखते हुए अपने कर्तव्य निभाने होंगे. आजकल बहुत चर्चा एलपीजी को लेकर हो रही है. कुछ लोग हैं जो पैनिक क्रिएट करने का प्रयास कर रहे हैं, अपना एजेंडा चलाना चाहते हैं. मैं इस समय उन पर राजनीतिक टिप्पणी नहीं करना चाहता, लेकिन इतना जरूर कहूंगा कि ऐसा करके वो जनता के समक्ष खुद को एक्सपोज हो ही रहे हैं, पूरे देश का भी बड़ा नुकसान कर रहे हैं. आज युद्ध से जो ये वैश्विक संकट आया है, उसके प्रभाव से कोई देश अछूता नहीं है. कम अधिक मात्रा में हर कोई इस संकट के शिकार है. भारत भी इस संकट से निपटने के लिए कोई कसर बाकी नहीं छोड़ रही है.
Absolutely, Mr. Tandon, we just heard Prime Minister speak about the rumors spreading. Now we go over to Ms. Sujata Sharma, Joint Secretary, Ministry of Petroleum and Natural Gas, where she was addressing a press briefing in which she mentioned about the hoarding, the menace of hoarding happening with LPG in the country.
सभी देशवासियों से अपील है कि घबराएं नहीं, पैनिक बुकिंग से बचें. इसके अलावा एलपीजी डिस्ट्रीब्यूटर के पास जाकर लाइन लगाने की आवश्यकता नहीं है. There is a system of online booking, and large number of people, 83% of the people, have booked the cylinder either through IVRS, SMS, WhatsApp booking or mobile application of the OMCs. So, IVRS ke dwara, SMS ke dwara, WhatsApp ke dwara aur mobile application, hamari oil marketing companies ki mobile application ke dwara, gas cylinder ki booking ki ja sakti hai. Kripya uska upyog kare. हमारी ये भी आप सभी के माध्यम से देशवासियों से अपील है कि जितनी जरूरत है जरूरत के हिसाब से बुकिंग करें और पैनिक बुकिंग न करें.
Absolutely, Mr. Tandon, there have been reports of hoarding of LPG by scrupulous elements to create an artificial shortage. We have often seen such activities happening in times of crisis. We saw the oxygen hoarding during the COVID crisis. Now, these are not just anti-human, anti-national, but also hits at the very base of the economy of the nation. Your views on that?
Yeah, as the Petroleum Minister, Mr. Hardeep Singh Puri, said in Lok Sabha, that there was no shortage of LPG, crude petrol, diesel, ATF and kerosene. Even, you know, and then he said that this particular issue of people getting panicky, based on his own field reports, he said that the hoarding and panic booking at the distributors and retail level are driven largely by consumers' anxiety rather than any actual supply shortage. So people becoming anxious because by word of mouth they convey to each other that there is going to be shortage. There is no shortage, but there may be shortage or there is going to be shortage. So therefore this hoarding and panic booking and panic buying is going on, and as we have all listened that the government has been repeatedly urging the consumers not to panic buy LPG cylinders. The supply situation remains under control and production has been ramped up to meet the demand, and in that context, as we have heard the Joint Secretary of the Petroleum Ministry, the LPG production has been increased by around 30% to ensure adequate availability across the country. And the fuel supplies are being maintained and refineries have sufficient crude or oil stock and they are running on 100% production. And that's why the government is closely monitoring also the situation and taking necessary steps to maintain stable supplies of all the petroleum products, particularly the LPG and CNG.
Absolutely, Mr. Tandon. A joint secretary in the Ministry of Petroleum and Natural Gas, Ms. Sujata Sharma, while addressing the press, also mentioned about how we can address this challenge, and the government has also kind of invoked the Essential Commodities Act 1955 while giving directions to all the oil marketing companies like the Indian Oil, BPCL, HPCL, etc. Let's listen in.
The states have been requested to identify the locations in the district for the distribution of kerosene. Alternate fuel options ko activate karne ke liye, Coal India has already issued the order so that the coal is made available to small, medium and other consumers. Small, medium or other consumers, especially the hotels and the restaurants, hospitality ko कोल की उपलब्धता एंश्योर कराने के लिए कोल मिनिस्ट्री के द्वारा ऑलरेडी ऑर्डर इश्यू किया जा चुका है. अंत में मेरी देशवासियों से अपील है कि घबराएं नहीं, पैनिक बुकिंग से बचें. इसके अलावा एलपीजी डिस्ट्रीब्यूटर के पास जाकर लाइन लगाने की आवश्यकता नहीं है.
Mr. Tandon, while the government has invoked the Essential Commodities Act 1955, what actually does the act entail in the given circumstances?
Before that, I must add, Minister Hardeep Puri said in Lok Sabha that hospitals and educational institutions have been placed on uninterrupted priority supply. So their access to LPG is fully assured regardless of broader demand conditions. So this is basically reassuring the essential services. Now, invoking the Essential Services Act will apply to hoarders, those who are trying to create black market, and that why creating a panic kind of a situation. And therefore, it is incumbent upon the state governments also to cooperate with the central government. And as I know for certain, the Home Secretary has already spoken to the DGPs and the secretaries in all the states and union territories to ensure that there was no black marketing or hoarding of LPG. Therefore, I think necessary for the state governments also to swing into action. It is not only the appeal to the people, but I think the hoarders and black marketers, they do need some kind of a harsh action on the part of the establishment. And this needs cooperation from the state governments as well.
Absolutely, Mr. Tandon. The government has been repeatedly kind of giving out the message to the public in general that there is no shortage of LPG in the country. Our refineries are full. Our refineries are well within their stock and they are refining at 100 plus capacity of their established norms. Let's listen to the Prime Minister, what he had to say or what the country has progressed.
साल 2014 तक देश में सिर्फ 14 करोड़ एलपीजी कनेक्शन थे, यानी देश के करीब करीब आधे परिवारों के पास ही एलपीजी कनेक्शन था. आज दो गुने से भी अधिक, यानी करीब 33 करोड़ घरेलू एलपीजी कनेक्शन है. बीते 11 वर्षों में हमने अपनी बॉटलिंग कैपेसिटी को दोगुना किया है. डिस्ट्रीब्यूशन सेंटर भी 13,000 से बढ़ाकर 25,000 से अधिक हो गए हैं. 2014 में देश में सिर्फ 4 एलएनजी टर्मिनल्स थे, 4 एलएनजी टर्मिनल. आज इनकी संख्या भी बढ़कर दोगुनी हो गई है. गैस पाइपलाइन जो करीब 3,500 किलोमीटर होती थी, उसको 10,000 किलोमीटर तक विस्तार किया है. साल 2014 से पहले तक देश में सिर्फ 25-26 लाख घरों में ही पाइप से सस्ती गैस यानी पीएनजी की सुविधा थी। आज ये संख्या भी 1.25 करोड़ से अधिक पहुंच गई है। इस वैश्विक संकट ने एक बार फिर दिखाया है कि किसी भी देश का आत्मनिर्भर होना इतना अधिक जरूरी क्यों है। इसलिए ही बीते वर्षों में हमने भारत को एनर्जी सेक्टर में आत्मनिर्भर बनाने के लिए होलिस्टिक तरीके से काम किया है।
Yes, Mr. Tandon, the Prime Minister talks about being Atmanirbhar so far as energy requirements of the nation is concerned. Another factor, Mr. Tandon, is that the government has diversified its sources so far as its energy requirements are concerned. Now, how do you see the government's policy and outreach it has adopted in the past few years?
No, let's first talk about the present situation. The government at the diplomatic front is also very actively engaged. Situation in the Gulf is affecting the entire world. So no country is free of this kind of a crisis. So the Middle East conflict, the government has again and again tried to impress upon the people that it is a global crisis and we are also not free from this kind of a situation. And therefore, we need cooperation from the people. They need not worry about it. There should not be no panic booking. And 24-hour supply is being provided. And all reassurances, I think, are very important and necessary. As the Prime Minister said about India's capabilities also are being increased manifold. But the fact remains that this is a crisis which is man-made and India cannot be, you know, out of it. So therefore, we'll have to face it. And then the best way to face it is not to panic and cooperate with the establishment and the government. Agencies. At the same time, the state's government must support the central government's call for drastic action against the black marketeers and hoarders.
Absolutely, Mr. Tandon. Since this discussion mostly has to revolve around dispelling the myth, dispelling, you know, the rumors that there is a shortage of LPG in the country, social media has a larger role to play. It has become a menace as far, a far cry rather from what it was intended to serve. Now, fear mongering, spreading fake news regarding shortage and others have been doing overtime over the past few days. Now, how can the menace be tackled and what does the government intend to do to quell the misinformation?
I think, first of all, it's the responsibility of all the citizens because almost all the citizens of this country are active on social media. If they, instead of start believing the rumors, in fact, they start quelling the rumors by positive messages, I think that will also have effect. Let's not forget that there are agencies which work with ulterior motive at perhaps at the instance of certain foreign elements also, which are not friendly towards India. They may also be contributing to this kind of a social media campaign. So it is incumbent upon the Indian social media activists to counter this kind of a rumor propaganda. And that's the only way they will not only listen to what the government is saying, but will also be able to convey to the rest of the people. Because unfortunately, there is a tendency to believe whatever is put on the social media. Rather than believing it, let them cross-check before passing on any such dubious messages to the rest of their WhatsApp groups. So I think people are aware of it. People have faced this kind of crisis in the past during COVID. And this time also, I think by and large, people of this country are peace-loving, they are very disciplined, they are nationalists, and they will, you know, come up and stand against such malicious propaganda being carried on social media. And I'm very positive about it that India will sooner or later come over this crisis.
All right. Thank you so very much, Mr. Tandon, for having joined us and shared your views on the topic.
You are listening to a discussion on dispelling misinformation on LPG availability. The participants were Ashok Tandon, Senior Journalist, and Nishit Kumar, Anchor. This program was produced and presented by the News Services Division of Akashwani. You can listen to it on our mobile app, News on AIR. This program is also available on our YouTube channel, News on AIR Official. You may share your feedback about this program through email at airnsttalks@gmail.com or WhatsApp on 9289094044.
Spotlight.